This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Officials at the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum in Santa Fe have announced plans to build a facility large enough to fill an entire city block. The Santa Fe New Mexican reported that the new 54,000-square-foot museum will be built on the site of a former Safeway grocery store, which is currently occupied by the museum's education center and Prima Title. It's estimated to cost $60 million. Museum director Cody Hartley says the existing museum will become an annex, but officials could later decide to not use the current building. Hartley said he hopes to finalize the design phase in 2022, with construction beginning shortly after. Museum officials are expected to announce the plan publicly this week at an online neighborhood notification meeting required by the city for certain construction projects. The expansion project has been in the works since the museum opened in 1997, but the expansion evolved into relocation in recent years. The museum opened with 40 O'Keeffe paintings. It obtained additional paintings in 2006 from the Georgia O'Keeffe Foundation. Forecasters with the National Weather Service said today that New Mexico is in for a stretch of hot weather. They warned that a heat advisory may be needed for parts of eastern New Mexico, from Roswell up to Clovis and Tucumcari later this week. Temperatures across the plains are expected to reach the triple digits, while parts of the Rio Grande Valley will see highs well into the 90s. An upper-level pressure system is to blame for the high temperatures, but forecasters say a front that's expected to push into the state could bring with it thunderstorms and moisture for the weekend and take the edge off the heat wave. New Mexico also was inundated with smoke from wildfires burning in neighboring Arizona. Air quality advisories were issued yesterday and today due to the haze that was blanketing parts of the state. In several parts of our region, there are about 3 open positions for every unemployed job seeker. That's according to one analysis from the job search site ZipRecruiter. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce recently said worker shortages are holding back the country's economic recovery. Particularly for education and health services jobs, there are fewer available workers than the number of jobs open. Labor economist Jason Shogren sees reason for this. He says before COVID-19, most people had a certain idea of what a high-risk job was.
Think of lumberjacks and manufacturing or something where there's a lot of machinery parts. You think of those as being more risky, a fireman or a police officer.
But the pandemic made other jobs in restaurants or at schools also high-risk. Shogren says it makes sense that workers would be nervous to come back. And while we may think differently about those jobs, Shogren says the way people get paid for that labor hasn't caught up. He says a risk premium, like higher wages, could lure workers back. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
The Mountain West News Bureau is a public media collaborative. U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich is weighing in on a long-running dispute in New Mexico over public access to rivers and streams that flow through private property. The Democratic lawmaker is urging a panel of state officials to deny pending applications from landowners seeking certifications that would allow them to prohibit access. In a letter to the State Game Commission, Heinrich wrote that granting the applications would open the door to giving wealthy private landowners control over every waterway in New Mexico and would violate state law. The commission is set to consider the applications at a special meeting June 18th. In a petition filed with the state Supreme Court last year, a coalition of outdoor groups argued that it's not up to the commission to determine whether waterways should be classified as, quote, non-navigable, because water policy and law are beyond its scope. The groups maintain that the New Mexico Constitution specifies that the unappropriated water of every stream in the state belongs to the public, and whether a river or stream is navigable makes no difference. The court has not yet ruled on the group's request to invalidate the commission's non-navigable rule. This is KUNM.